Okay, I'll begin by praying. Father God, I just ask for your help tonight, Lord God, in putting across this subject, Lord God, this debate on atheists, Lord, and what they do or don't believe. Help me, Lord God, to put across what we believe as this body of Christ in here tonight, and Lord, what we have to say to the word, Lord, in our views. Lord, that we would stand strong and firm on what we say, and that you, Lord God, by your Spirit, would enable us to do so in the coming weeks. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Tonight's, this series of talks, the subject I have tonight, I could research and talk on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Just one of those subjects that really gets me going. And, you know, so the last, I mean, this is the series of talks, nailing our colours to the mast, or to the cross. And I've got atheism tonight. And the last decade or so has seen a real shift in the world when it comes to people viewing their opinions, who they are and who they really want to be. We're being told all the time that we have to be tolerant of all people and ready to accept their views regardless. Many have come out, as we call it here in Northern Ireland, when being gay. And of course we now have civil partnerships in Northern Ireland and gay marriage in other parts of the world, and Taddy will probably be speaking in this few weeks' time. But the desire to be heard and not to be excluded is becoming more and more prevalent. People are saying, I am who I am, and you will listen, and you will respect me for who I am. And when we are nailing our colours to the mast tonight, or to the cross, I'm looking at the subject of atheism. I want to begin by saying this, there is no such thing as an atheist. You may think that this is a rather ignorant thing to say. First of all, I want to define three different stances that people have about the existence of God. The first is the believer, a person who believes in the existence of God. The second is agnostic, a person who isn't sure whether God or gods exist. And the third, atheist, a person who didn't or doesn't believe in the existence of God. Atheists is the broad sense, the absence of belief in the existence of God or in any gods. Atheism is the thought to have derived in the 5th century BC from the ancient Greek word athos, which means without gods. Its main aim is to reject the gods worshipped by the larger society. Those who were forsaken by the gods or those who had no commitment to believe in other gods. In other words, you had a group of people in a society thousands of years ago who didn't believe in any of the gods, and therefore these people were taken, they were grouped together, and they were put together and called atheists. And this is how it began. So they actually had a belief, if you will, but not a belief in gods. They had a belief in no gods. The actual term atheism emerged about the 16th century with the spread of free thought, skeptical inquiry, and criticism of religion. And this is due to what we know as the Age of Enlightenment. Anybody who did went to university or college like me, did architecture, will know about the Age of Enlightenment. Well, a real movement in about the 18th century, a political movement in history to advocate for the supremacy of human reason. In other words, men are able to think for themselves. We don't need to be told if there is a God or isn't a God. We can decide for ourselves. This was the sort of movement that happened. That said, and that was a bit of history for you, we have our fair share of outspoken atheists today. A few to name are Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, who's now dead, and Daniel Dennett. And I have here, in the back of my Bible, and I can show it to you later on, and I'm going to go through this in a minute, not these people, but there is a list of 50 famous atheists at the minute. And, you know, if you look through the list, which I put out just 10 of them, you'll see that their greatest accolade is that their university professors at this moment in time, or they have been, or they've discovered something wonderful in science and makes them superhuman. In other words, they hang all that they have on their intelligence, which we will see in just a wee minute. I listened to the speech by Richard Dawkins. I've listened to Richard Dawkins a few times, and I've read his book as well. He's in many books. And just to refresh my mind on tonight's topic, he's a very clever man, and he likes to tell you how clever he really, really is. And you listen to him talk, and he talks about how clever he is. He's written a lot of books, one including The God Delusion, which many of you may have heard of. I could continue to tell you a little bit more about it, but it is so boring it would bore you to death. He contradicts himself so many times, I can barely stick reading it. However, what I can draw from his speeches is this, that he wants to attack religion, particularly Christians and Jewish beliefs, trying to destroy them. I've read a little into his background and a little into who he was, because somebody that's angry and against God has to have a reason. But from what I can discover is that up to his teens, he was indeed a Christian. To say that he is now still a Christian, an atheist, is a little rich, considering he once believed in a God. He would now be an agnostic and not an atheist. He is a scientist who, along with many others, consider religion and the belief in God as futile, dangerous to science, and religion is apparently everything opposed to science, which is said to make a nonsense of religion in every way. In other words, everything that science says religion cannot or can never prove, and therefore they dismiss religion on every front. That said, atheist people who do not believe in God or any gods are not happy that want to be heard today, and they want to be heard on level playing grounds. Atheists are trying to really come up out of the ground, and they're trying to get a platform, and they're trying to get a sort of a group, if you want, and where they can stand and air their thoughts on their grounds. In Northern Ireland, there is an Atheist Northern Ireland website. You can go on to it if you desire. And a statement from it says, "We want to erase the negative global image of Northern Ireland by combating religious fundamentalism and all its nonsensical ideas and dangerous thoughts. I would suggest that this is a form of attack against every part of the country and every believer. It also seeks to attack non-Christian parts of our nation, and in many ways seeks to control a people through their own perverse ideas that there is no God." That said, I want to read from Psalm 14, and it's a very short verse. "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good." People like Richard, who I've talked about, have one card and one card alone that they stand upon. They believe in human intellect to resolve all problems of the universe and rely on science to answer all the questions. You will have heard Taddy this morning talking about the Big Bang Theory, only becoming about in the 1920s. And by the way, since then, it's changed by millions of years and millions of years since it's happened. And it's very important to Richard that only those, and this is the bit that really gets me, only those with a very high IQ can understand the complexities of the world and the universe. In fact, it is on his own level of IQ that only smart people can really understand that there is no God. And only daft and silly people like you and I would be so weak as to believe in a God. Of course, Richard relies on the book of Darwin, Natural Selection, you may have heard of that book, and others to bolster his position, the doctrines of man. So starting from the premise that we are dafties tonight, that's a taddy word because Ruth told me it doesn't exist. Well, I thought he ever heard you said. That we're all dafties. He is all clever. I would like to read and review a piece of scripture tonight. So Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. Taddy read two verses this morning from this. Says this, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things." You will have picked up a bit of what I've been getting at here with Richard Dawkins in relation to their intellect, and how they think that they're all wise, and they can solve all things, and that they're better thinkers than the rest of us. This is written by Paul, a letter to the Romans. If what Paul's saying here in Romans 1 is true, there is ultimately no such thing as an atheist. Anyone who calls himself one is wrong on at least three points. First, someone who claims to be an atheist is suppressing the truth he knows. Romans 1 says, what can be known about God is plain to see in them and shown to them. And their denial is an expression of the fact that they are wrong, that they are amongst men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. Therefore, whatever they believe about themselves, the God who made them says otherwise. And we must believe God rather than men. They are deniers of the truth. Secondly, anyone who claims to be an atheist is contradicting the God of truth. It is one thing for a person to be wrong about himself. It is quite another thing for man to be in disagreement with God and what he has to say about him. God says every man knows him, and this is not open for debate. All man is without excuse. Therefore, anyone who says he doesn't know God is calling God a liar. It's a bit like a man arguing with his mother about the day he was born. How can you argue against the one who created you, and how futile would this be? Third, anyone who claims to be an atheist is ignoring his greatest need and his only hope for his eternal security. Man's greatest and ultimate need is God and his worship of him and to give him glory. Man is incomplete without God, and we are nothing without God. This is what Solomon had to say about this. Then I considered all the work, all that my hands had done and the toil I had expended in doing it. And behold, all was vanity and a striving after wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun. This is the state of every person apart from God. Man's greatest and ultimate need is God. People know there is a God. We know that Paul makes it very clear that God exists. However, they deny it, and they deny this truth in their unrighteousness. However, the knowledge of God is within them. We see it in various ways and in the most terrible times of history. This morning, Taddy talked about the flowers, and in this we see God the Creator, the intricacy that went about that. I mean, I don't want to bore you to death, but what goes into making a flower is so intricate and so detailed, and even the molecules that go to make that would take millions and millions of years to self-make. In other words, the Big Bang theory and the collision of atoms would take so long to make even one protein that to get to the present day, we would still have two boulders flying around the atmosphere. We see it in times of crisis, like the days following the tragedy of September 11th, 2001, and after the Great Wars. We see it in times of great joy, like the birth of a baby. We see God's creation in the child of a birth, in the birth of a child, or the saving of a person's life. We see it in nature all around us. We see God in everything, in the mountains, in the flowers. We see it in creation. We see it in our heartbeats, in the breath that we take. Everything that we do, every way that we exist is because of God. The problem is simple with the atheists. They know that God exists, but by trying to ignore this truth, they are lying to themselves. They say, as Pilate said at his trial when Jesus stood before him, what is truth? The atheist claims that there is no God. Believers proclaim there is a God. Many claim this. There is no absolute truth. Jesus said this about himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. When we bring the argument of the atheist down to its simplistic form, he is basically denying truth. He is therefore living a lie. All the arguing, all the discussions, all based on scientific facts and persuasion mean nothing when it comes down to the basic argument of truth versus deception and lie. It comes down to faith in Jesus, that he is our Savior and our Redeemer. The problem for the atheist is that it takes more faith not to believe than it does to believe, and you heard Taddy saying that this morning. Today I believe that people are becoming more arrogant and ignorant of God and choosing to live their lives as they please. Many do not want to live by what they perceive as a set of rules and regulations, to live under a tyrant God and rather please him than please themselves. This is the wrong view and the wrong perception. Why have a God who tells me what to do or where to go? What can I wear? What can I say? Who can I talk to? Who can I not talk to? Who can I drive out of our nation? Like, you know, the guys that we talked about, Newton Ards. These are wrong perceptions of what God tells us to do, but these are perceptions that people have. I want to drink, I want to party, I want to do as I please, I want to live a good life. God would never let me live like this. No, God wants me to live a life of agony and torture and coming to Shiloh every week and being taught the Bible, and these are really boring things. But these are wrong views of what believing in God is all about. It is not becoming a slave to the things of God. It is not about spending the rest of your life in prayer in this church. Atheists say that God brings trouble and evil and wickedness into this world. Atheists think that the belief in God is what causes all the problems in the world, and if we could eradicate the world of religion, then we could remove all the evil that is done. And the only reason that there is evil in the world is because man's heart is full to do what he wills to do, which is opposed to God. They have no time for God, and strangely enough are wasting all their time, trying to dispute with God about to believers whether or not God exists. This is what gets me about atheists. They spend all their time setting up these little people groups and these top 50 atheists to say, let us start this group to try and tell the people there is no God. People aren't even interested in listening to atheists. Why they spend all their time trying to decide whether there is a God or not, I cannot get my head around. But I want to make my point very clear in this topic. Man decides not to know God while the Spirit of God strives to know man. But this will not always be the case. Even though you declare there is no God, God is still seeking to know you. My dad was an atheist all his life, and it suited him. A man that chose to live his life as he desired, causing misery and pain to all that he knew. He did not care who you were, son, friend, family member. He wanted to do what he wanted to do, whether that meant stepping over you or stealing from your purse. He never believed in God, and I believe died without hope. On the other hand, my uncle, who we talked about not long ago, was also an atheist, lived all his life as an atheist, but was considered a good man, a good family man, loved his friends, was well respected in the fire brigade, all those things, right to the end with an atheist. And on his deathbed, must have recognized when it was put to him that Jesus is your Savior, and you can accept him as your Savior today. When it was put to him three times, he accepted that. He must have realized in his dying moments, because he died very shortly after that, that there was something to face. And he didn't want to face that alone. He wanted to have the Savior in his life. He wanted to die knowing that he was saved. Whether it was minutes or hours, it was all that he needed. And I'm so glad that that happened. But that's two different atheists who faced death. One accepted Jesus and one didn't. Even though you choose to ignore God and live life your way, God, even until the last moment, will give you an opportunity to know him. Even if you've lived your life as an atheist, opposed to everything that God has ever done. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is absolute truth and cannot be denied. I say to you that there is no such person as an atheist. The only options are you either accept the truth or you reject the truth and make God a liar. If you can't handle the truth that God is the absolute truth, and that you choose to reject him, that is because you cannot handle the truth, or rather or not because we're so thick that we all accept the truth by the faith that we have in God. And by their own intellect, these atheists, who are way beyond our thinking level, they're way up here and we're way down here, we're all stupid, and they're saying there is no God. And they're trying to make us believe their way, their concepts. But we've humbled ourselves to accept through faith that there is a God, and that through Jesus we've accepted God and Jesus as our Savior. For the atheist, it is simply a level of intelligence. A level of their understanding is better than ours. And when I bring it all down to that, it's whether or not they exist, they accept God exists, or they reject him. But I would say that there's no such thing as an atheist, and that they must know that there is a God to say that they can reject him. Let's pray. Father God, I just ask you, Lord, tonight, to